Well, hello again, and welcome to the Folk Brothers, an hour of transatlantic folk roots and acoustic music here on KDRT LP Davis, where the grass roots grow, and online at kdrt.org. And I'm your brother Peter.
And I'm your brother Bill. Happy to be back with you again after leaving my brother stranded on his own last week. But he did a really interesting show. I went back and looked at it and listened to a bit of it, and it was really good. And so hopefully we'll be able to do as well this week.
Well, it's great to have you back. What do we got? I got a bunch of new music. Mostly seems like looking at it right now, a lot of it's coming over from the British Isles, and I'm sure you've got your usual eclectic mix.
My eclectic mix, delving a little more deeply into the coal mining industry.
Oh, I think we're going to be talking about a particular show that talks about that as well in this next hour. So please stay tuned.
I've seen a young man tying a mouth between a sailor, stout and bold. Long time I've plowed the ocean to fight for king and country too, for honor and promotion. I said, brother sailors, I bid you adieu. I'll go no more to seas with you. I'll travel the country through and through and still be a rambling sailor. And when I came to Plymouth town, there were lasses there aplenty. I boldly stepped up to one to court her for her bounty. I said, my dear, be of good cheer. I will not leave, you need not fear. I'll travel the country through and through, still be a rambling sailor. And when I came to Portsmouth town, there were lasses there aplenty. I boldly stepped up to one to court her for her money. I said, my dear, what do you choose? Is there the wine and rum comes true? Besides a pair of new silk shoes to travel with my rambling her for an hour or two whilst I go court another. But if she stays till I return, she may stay there till the day of doom. I'll court some other girl in her room and still be a rambling sailor. And if you want to know my name it is Young Johnson. I've got commission from the king to court all girls that are handsome. And with my false heart and flattering tongue, I'll court all girls both old and young. I'll court them all, but marry none, still be a rambling
tons of coal in my time. And when I was young, I could either put or hew. Out away the lads, I always took the shine. And gannin' down the hill, I canna use the pick. The maester has no pity on all bones. I'm new on the bank, I pass my time away among the bits of lads we picking out the stones. When I was a bairn carried on my father's back, he would take me away to the pit and getting in the cage and gannin' down below. Was enough to make a youngster take a fit. To sit and keep a door mid darkness and gloom, I'm only alone, you are by myself, and hear the awful shots that rumble through the pit, and lumps of roundy coal come doom pell mell. My name is Geordie Black. In the time I've been a crack, I've worked both in the Gears and the Betty and the Coles on the Tyne. Who others take the shine, and we lick them off at iron, doing at hoaxes. But here's success to trade both on the wear and time. I dinna like to see the place is slack, for if worth it lies idle, may wages come today. It grieves the heart of poor old Geordie Black.
That's the Ian Campbell Folk Group with the ballad Geordie Black from their album Coal Dust Ballads in 1965. The lyrics were from a Gateshead comedian, Roland Harrison, wrote it in 1872. And then sometime around 1964, Dave Swarbrick, who was at the time a member of Ian Campbell Folk Group, added a melody to it. And the reason I played it was because it's one of the several Ian Campbell Folk Group tunes that were used over the closing credits of a new BBC miniseries called Sherwood, and we'll talk more about that later. At the top of the set, Tim O'Brien with the title track from The Crossing, and then something new from Eliza Carthy and The Restitution. Another old ballad, The Snow It Melts the Soonest, written by Thomas Doubleday and published in the Northumbrian Minstrelsy in 1882. And it was revived in the 60s by Ann Briggs, Archie Fisher, and later by Dick Gochum. And we heard Eliza Carthy's further version of that. And then a new project, the Sea Song Sessions Project, here with Seth Lakeman on vocals, but also John Bowden, Emily Portman, and others. It's a new project that's reviving the British maritime folk song and sea shanty tradition out on Topic Records. Topic Records has a long history of recording and releasing songs in that tradition, including like Singing the Fishy, radio ballads way back in the 60s with Ewan McCall. And the Sea Shanty Project, the Sea Song Sessions Project, is going to be touring, actually. This is interesting. In next month, they're going to be sailing the South Cornish coast in a tall ship and playing gigs at portside venues. And I recall that, brother, when Pete Seeger was involved in cleaning up the Hudson from all its crap back in, I guess it was the 70s or 80s, he and others did portside gigs sailing in the Clearwater, I think it was called.
The Clearwater is the name of the sloop, and yeah. I don't remember whether or not Pete and his friends built that or he bought a boat and renovated it, but yes, the Clearwater.
Anyway, it seems like a really cool thing to get a group of musicians and a boat and do gigs along the harbor sides. Anyway, and we finish that set off once again with Ian Campbell Folk Group. You're on the Folk Brothers.
Founded in 1976, the Davis Farmers Market has grown from three farmers selling produce from boxes on the ground to a thriving market that typically attracts 7,000 shoppers on a Saturday morning. The Saturday morning takes place year-round from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Wednesday market runs afternoons during fall and fall and winter. And if you would like information, you can visit davisfarmersmarket.org online.
Yeah, and I think
it's been going on, yeah, since 1976. That's a long time.
Yeah, and when back in the day when you and I were on KDVS, didn't we used to do those remote broadcasts?
Broadcasts from the farmer's market, which was very fun and very interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. That was very cool. But I think on related to the farmer's market, because they stopped doing music on Wednesday nights last year, I think the so-called Davis Sphere, I think it starts tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. That would be on a Thursday.
Sorry.
It'd be on a Thursday.
Tomorrow
I
night.
I don't have the information.
Yeah, it's either tomorrow night or the first Thursday of, in next month. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music here. Halen Morrison has a new album. We're going to listen to the title track from that right now. Thank you.
cross you lie in your sticks and stones. Cross the blackest ocean, but here I am, all blood and bone, so constant in direction. Not a compass am I needing, but of the sea she cried so sad. Of that sea all storming, well, I'll build a boat with a rudder deep, so constant in direction that it will always keep me floating. What of the peaks that lie between? Of those peaks of snow and well, I'll dig a trench so wide and low, constant in direction for the quickest I'm returning. Of that wealth of sorrow, well, I'll sing a song so sad and true. The stars will line to light my path and point me toward your dear affection. Thank you.
put my hand in. To do some picking. Here comes the morning, cruel and clear. There is no reasonable chance that it might disappear. And here comes evening, it's still the same. We are just passengers upon this godless, ghostly train. But she loves me when I try. She thinks about me when I'm gone. Oh, she helps me when I can't hold on. It's another market, another sale, another reason to believe we're ahead and cannot fail. But there's deadly dangers that we must endure. There are so many different ways we never can be sure. But she loves me when I try. She thinks about me when I'm gone. Oh, she helps me when I can't hold. So there is no ending to this tale. There is no destination on this long and restless rail. And here comes the morning, cruel and clear. There is no reasonable chance that it might disappear. But she loves me when I try. She thinks about me when I'm gone. Oh, she helps me when I can't hold on. And she loves me when I try. She thinks about me when I'm gone. Oh, she helps me when I can't. Thank you.
under observation, like a Copenhagen interpretation. You're the iodine and you're the radiation. Who are you today? I can't see beyond the curtain.
Is I Draw Slow with their latest release. They have a new album coming out, new self-titled album. It's not their first album by any means, next month. And the song we heard was called The Copenhagen Interpretation. And I don't know, brother, you know what the Copenhagen Interpretation is?
Does it have something to do with Niels Bohr?
It does. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it does. In fact, it was the it was a series of, I think they were like, seminars of when Niels Bohr and others first proposed the theory of quantum mechanics, and you know they were trying to like put it in terms that maybe other bit how they could explain it, and you know one of the popular outcomes was this idea of Schrodinger's cat, right? That the cat could be both alive and dead depending on you know which reality you were in.
And I have several friends who named their cat Schrodinger.
Yes. Indeed. And I think here, I Draw Slow from Dublin, are commenting on our current society, both in politics and also in just, you know, things like social media, where it's hard to tell what the truth is. You know, there's alternate realities to everything, unfortunately. Top of that set, Kalyn Morrison, the title track to his brand new album, Wealth of Sorrow, and then something from Melbourne, Australia-based singer-songwriter Grace Cummings, a new song called Raglan from her new album, Storm Queen. Something old from, but great from the Scottish singer-songwriter Doogie McLean. She Loves Me When I Try from his 1998 album, Real Estate. And finish that set off with I Draw Slow here on the Folk Brothers.
And earlier, my brother Peter played a song by by the Ian Campbell Folk Group, which was used as one of the theme songs of this drama, Sherwood. And the drama Sherwood is based on true events. It was set during the 1984-85 British miners' strike, in which Margaret Thatcher pretty successfully destroyed the coal mining industry in the UK. But apparently there were two murders committed, and the story is about the search for the murderers, and the background of the 84-85 miners' strike is very present throughout the whole thing. And another one of the songs that the Ian Campbell folk group played along those was Blackleg Miner, which has been recorded by a number of people. A blackleg miner is a strike breaker because, you know, he was working and his pants were black and not appreciated by the union miners. And so I'm going to start off the set with Offa Rex's version of Blackleg Miner.
It's in the evening after dark when the blackleg miner creeps to work. Moleskin pants and dirty shirt, there goes the blackleg miner. Well, he grabs his duds and down he goes to you, the coal that lies below. There's not a girl in this town, bro. Well, look, the blackleg miner. Del Leval is a terrible place. They rub wet clay to blackleg's face. Round the heaps they run a race to catch the blackleg miner. And Divin gang near the Seghill mine, across the way they stretch a line, catch the throat and break the spine of the dirty blackleg miner. They grab his duds, his picks as well. They hoy them down the pit of hell. Down you go and fare you well, you dirty blackleg miner. It's in the evening after dark that the blackleg miner creeps to work. Moleskin pants and dirty shirt, there goes the blackleg miner. So join the union while you may. Don't wait until you're dying dead, for that may not be far away.
Thank you. step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none. Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none, singly none, singly none, singly none, singly none. Singly none, singly none.
Behind them, leading and supporting, and every meal they're making is buying them more time. Did you ever see such women who only think of winning, survive on next to nothing, and stand on the picket line? They'll never beat the miners, never beat the miners, never beat the miners, no matter what they do. They can curse them and deride them, try to starve them, try to bribe them, but they'll never beat the miners, no matter what. Beat the miners, never beat the miners, you never beat the miners, no matter what they do. They can curse them and deride them, try to starve them, try to bribe them, but they never beat the miners, no matter what they do. They never beat the miners, never beat the miners, never beat the miners, no matter what they do. They can curse them and deride them, try to starve them, try to bribe them, but they'll never beat the miners, no matter what. They do. Yeah.
And that's a group called the Wildin Brothers with a song, Never Beat the Miners. And that's a song written by a fellow named Ed Pickford, singer-songwriter from Newcastle up in England. And that was taken, I believe, from this movie called A Concert for Heroes, which was a concert put on to raise and help support the miners in 1984 during the night. I think it was 1984 at Albert Hall in to support the 1984-85 miners strike. And there's a lot of great music in that concert. And I started this set off with Ophir Rex, Blackleg Miner from their album Queen of Hearts, which came out a number of years ago. And then followed up with John McCutcheon, Step by Step, the title track from his Step by Step album, which is a really nice album. Trapezoid and a couple of other great New England musicians join him on that. And Step by Step, I don't know who wrote it. He labels it a traditional song, and parts of it apparently were incorporated into the outline of the Miners Union in this country. And great song. And then the longest, the Wildin Brothers with Never Beat the Miners. Moving right along, I mentioned Ed Pickford. I've been having a lot of conversations with him via email and talking to him about this movie, Sherwood, and which he enjoyed and, you know, pointed out that the background of the 84-85 miners' strike was very much a part of it, although very much in more in the foreground than the background. But the actual story was about these two killings that took place and the detectives searching for them. But I'm going to start off with another song by Ed Pickford, a group called The Longest Johns, who had some fame in the TikTok sea shanty era that was around a couple of miles ago. This is a song that Ed wrote called The Worker's Song, and Seth Lakeman joins in on this as well.
Oh, come on, all you workers who toil night and day by hand and by brain to earn your pay, who for centuries all past for no more than your bread have bled for your countries and counted your dead. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
In the factories and mills, shipyards and mines, we've often been told to keep up with the times. For our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job with slide rule and stopwatch. Our pride they have robbed.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cats about. And when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one lousy handful of earth. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
And all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun, we've been yoked to the plow since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last
When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working. When the fat cat's about, we're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last. When the cream is shed out, for the worker is working. When the fat cat's about.
his lunch, walks out in the morning light. It's the working, just the working life.
It's a working man I am, and I've been down on the ground, and I swear to God if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground.
Through the mansions of fear, through the mansions of pain, I see my daddy walk through them factory gates again.
As we fade out, I must tell you what we're listening to and what we have heard. This is the Pittman Poets, a group of four singer-songwriters from the Newcastle area who recorded things: Billy Mitchell, Bob Fox, Benny Graham, and Jez Lowe. And Bob Fox and Jez Lowe have actually both been in Davis with a Bruce Springsteen song which I had never heard called Factory Working Man. Started the set off with The Longest Johns and The Workers' Song, a song written by Ed Pickford, and Seth Lakeman joined them in that. And then we heard from the Mekons, The Trimden Grange Explosion. The song was written by Tommy Armstrong in the 1890s. Almost 300 Northumberland miners were killed in the disaster, which happened, I believe, in around 1862. At the time, this song sold over 2 million copies on sheet music about the Trimden Mine disaster. And finishing it off with the Pittman Poets and Factory Working Song. And that does it for us. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
See you then.
It's a working man and factory whistle blows. I swear to God.